You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 12.5 days. What is that, I hear you asking? That's how long, on a rolling average, container ships are spending at anchor off the port of Los Angeles, waiting to pull in and unload. For those keeping track, last week when I gave you that statistic, it was 11.5 days. So the supply side problems we are having in this economy ain't necessarily getting any better. Consider that to be in service of this. Today, the consumer products behemoth Procter & Gamble said it is going to raise prices on a bunch of stuff: skincare products, oral care products, razors as well. P&G says we can thank those aforementioned transportation costs due to the congestion, as well as a shortage of raw materials. But the company says it's trying to do some inflation mitigation, too. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going with that one.
Procter & Gamble says it's identifying backup suppliers, piling up extra raw materials, even reformulating some of its products with materials that are available. Jonathan Gold with the National Retail Federation says a lot of manufacturers and retailers have been getting creative.
This includes bringing product in earlier than they normally would, looking at other ports. You've certainly seen larger retailers who have chartered their own vessels.
Procter & Gamble says these kinds of strategies can help the company control costs. David Marcotte at Kantar Consulting says companies are also trying to ensure that people are even able to find their products in the first place.
They have to have not only one plan, but two plans, three plans, an alternative to be sure that they can get product to market.
Given the backups at factories and ports, the shortage of truck drivers, and everything else that's clogging supply chains, Wendy Liebman, CEO of WSL Strategic Retail, says there's a lot to be gained from store shelves that at least appear reasonably well-stocked.
Even if it's not, you know, six deep on a shelf, even if it's three deep on a shelf.
Empty store shelves, she says, can erode the public's confidence in a store and the brand they're looking for.
And especially when you're in an essentials everyday category, like cleaning products, laundry detergent, paper towels, pet supplies.
And if those staples aren't available, she says that can even erode people's confidence in the entire economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Should you be in the mood for some high-risk, high-volatility investing? Well, look, first of all, might I suggest you clear that idea with your financial advisor first? But assuming you get the green light, there is a crypto opportunity that might be of interest. Because as of today, you can buy an exchange-traded fund, ETF in the vernacular, that tracks Bitcoin futures. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains what's going on with that.
The ticker is BITO. You can look it up on the NYSE and buy it just like you could Tesla or Apple or whatever other stock. But if you did buy it,
you would not actually be owning Bitcoin. You would just be speculating on the price of Bitcoin.
James Angel is a professor of finance at Georgetown. The Bitcoin ETF is based on Bitcoin futures, which are a type of contract. Long story short, you're buying a financial product whose value is based on another financial product whose value is based on Bitcoin. The point is, you can invest in Bitcoin without buying a Bitcoin. Simeon Hyman is with ProShares, the firm that created the Bitcoin ETF. He says this is a big step in making cryptocurrency mainstream.
The more participants in various pieces of this market, the more liquidity transparency will be a part of the process as it matures and evolves.
And he says it's all under government supervision.
The futures market is a regulated place.
That may draw in a lot of interest from investors. Taxes are a little easier if you invest this way, and there's no concern over your Bitcoin wallet getting hacked, says Amy Wall, who represents taxpayers before the IRS.
But the fact that it's now an ETF is going to make people think it's safer. That's, I guess, the concern that I've got about it.
She says this might attract more investment from retirement accounts and pensions, but it's still just betting on Bitcoin.
It's not less volatile, okay? It's just as volatile as it ever was. It's just as up and down as it ever was. People make and lose fortunes, you know, on a daily basis. That is not different just because it's in an ETF.
So she says, don't bet any more than you're willing to lose. As of this afternoon, BITO had sold more than 20 million shares. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.